It might be a bit crazy when we first get here because we're new, but then I think people will probably realize that, you know what, I'm actually quite boring.
And do you think that going to Los Angeles in some ways will help dilute the paparazzi interest in, because there are so many other targets?
I think so. I mean, I think everyone else's lives are probably, I mean, I wouldn't say more interesting. You know, we have a great life, but we are relatively private, you know, and there are so many really famous people in LA. I mean, we always joke about it and say, you know, you've got Brad Pitt, you've got Angelina Jolie, you've got Tom, you've got Kate. I mean, we're just Victoria and David.
We took a walk together in Central Park, and any ideas that the paparazzi would leave her alone were quickly shattered.
I was wondering if coming to this country you were going to find some peace from the press, and if can we just turn around and, I mean, see that you've been here now 3 minutes, and is this what life is going to be like for you in this country?
Well, you should all smile, because you're about to be on the television.
Right. How do you ever get used to this? They're not here for me, so how do you ever get used to this?
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, no, they aren't.
I get on with it, you know. When I'm on my own, it doesn't bother me at all. When I'm with David, like I said, the only tricky thing is when the children are around sometimes, because we like to keep them a little bit more private,
right.
You know?
During our interview, Mrs. Beckham wanted to clear up a few misconceptions.
I've seen a lot of photographs of you, and I think, I wonder if she's in a good mood.
Yeah. I know.
And they're giggling in the background.
Does everyone think that? I mean, come on. You can be honest with me.
Sometimes you look, maybe it's because you're hounded by the paparazzi, I don't know. But sometimes you do look like a little bit like I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
It's always about the outfit. You know, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, there's always a lot of press around. They select the pictures they want. They make you to look the way they want you to look.
So you're telling me there are just as many pictures of you glowing and being happy as with that kind of tough look on your face.
You know, it's an image. I think there are some people that would be quite devastated. Should I actually smile or look pleasant for that fact?
I've been reading a little bit about you, and you say that at home you are really down to earth. Okay, so does this, you don't have a nanny?
I do have some help. I don't have a full time, but I do have some help.
Cleaning person?
Yeah, I do have a cleaner. Okay, so that was a lie.
That was a lie? Did you?
They lie, those tabloids.
Oh, so I thought you said that.
No, I do. I do have a cleaner.
Okay. I was thinking I'm going to go there and see you vacuuming and cleaning the toilet and stuff like that.
Every
not going to happen.
Every now and then. No, I mean,
in
we
a pinch?
Are. Yeah, exactly. You know, we do like to do a lot of things ourselves. You know, we don't have a house full of staff. We do like to do a lot of things ourselves. You know, the kids make their own beds. They know, pick their washing up, put it in the washing basket. If not, it won't get done. And I think it's important that children don't get too spoiled.